The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, main advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary Griffin McElroy. Hi.
Justin, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Recently, it was Cooper, one of my beloved niece's birthdays, and she told me Daddy was going to shave for her birthday.
Oh, interesting.
Ah, yes.
And now it's interesting because here we are, well past her birthday. Past. Yeah. Did you grow it back in the last like 2 weeks or what happened?
No, I just didn't. I didn't do it, Trav.
Didn't do that one.
I've been sorely tempted. I got to be honest. I'm starting to see some of this skin irritation here.
Oh, so
I never had a problem with that before I started growing the beard.
Not for everybody.
I can't stop touching the dang thing. I almost shaved last night. I thought about maybe as a step down, I could adopt Griffin's sort of perma scruff. You know how Griffin,
I work very hard to keep this
to make it look like you don't work.
Yeah, Griffin's eternal very shadow,
the eternal shadow of my spotless mind.
What's your secret, Griff, to make it look like you don't put any effort into your facial hair situation?
Good question.
Yeah, it's almost like that's the cool way to do it, gang.
I'm dealing with,
and you've never, but okay, I've never, this is not an exaggeration. Yeah. I see you on video 3 or 4 times a week.
Sure.
You are never cleanly shaven, no.
Justin,
but it's never longer than it is right now.
That's as long as it gets, Justin.
It just kind of like dusts off. As the hair gets longer, it just kind of like disintegrates at the tip.
It's barely holding on as it is. What I'm dealing with, and it's good that we're on video here because you guys can see this. My face is really sending me the message of like, I think it's time for you to go full goatee. Because mustache and chin, brown. But look at my cheek.
Can't go goatee. Do you mean, sorry.
Van Dyke.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Van Dyke. Thank you.
Because my cheeks
here's the way I remember it. Our dad has a Van Dyke, and if you shave to a Van Dyke, you'll look like our dad.
Yeah.
The problem is I already get that a lot, right? People like will see pictures of me and be like, you look like your dad. And I'm like, yeah, because he's my dad. But I'm worried all my cheek hair is white. It's like my cheek saw something really scary that the rest of my face didn't quite catch.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you have gum?
This is Travis.
Travis, this is episode 600.
Yeah, I thought I could finally let my guard down and be a little more comfortable with my brothers.
Did
and
you
our
just
listeners,
forget that but... it was you? It couldn't have been a sneaky little deal that you knew you were doing.
Okay. I have ADHD. You guys are being pretty mean to me right now.
Nonsense. Griffin Newman has eaten a bagel on every second of every episode of the Blank Check podcast.
You can't compare that. You cannot compare a tiny piece of chewing gum, which might give some people some ASMR. You're welcome. To Griffin Newman going goblin mode on a fucking bagel in the middle.
If this show has a motto, it is ASMR is not on the menu.
Except for the one episode that
where
we did
we were
that
paid.
Was specifically that. Yes.
You had to pay us to do it. To do that ASMR stuff.
Now, Justin, you emphasize that like it's normal to pay someone else so that you can do ASMR on them. Hey, can I pay you $10 so that I can do ASMR in your ears? I don't think that's how the transaction works.
No.
I moved my light and it's making like a shadow from my microphone, and I sort of rearranged my whole setup. This is an entertaining.
It does look like the shadow man is right behind, and he's about to get Justin.
Yeah,
I've got both of my Frasier Funko Pops.
Yeah,
up here, still trying to complete the set. I got Frasier and Martin and Eddie. I know there's a Niles and maybe a Maris. Here I dream.
Did you redesign your whole office around those two Frasier Funko Pops?
I was able to take down the doll. Finally, the doll.
Oh, see, mine's not going anywhere. She neutral bird is right here. She's sticking with me. I'm out now in main office land where you can see.
You have such an incredible background, Travis.
Thank you.
It's so verdant. They're full of life.
Yeah, verdant. That's a good word. Thank you. Verdant. Yeah.
I like to be surrounded by life so that I can pretend like death doesn't exist. That's kind of my deal.
That's beautiful. That's cool. Yeah.
Should we like do the show or whatever? Or
I would love to do a show. Shit? This is the show.
What?
What?
This is the show.
It feels like it sometimes.
There's this house down the road that clearly loves Mickey Mouse. The entire outside is covered in Mickey and Minnie. There are several statues on the porch and in the lawn and a wood carving, and the windows have Mickey plushies, so I can only imagine what the inside looks like. Every time I go to the antique store, I see lots of him everywhere. In the email, it is a capital him, which I very much support Mitchell. Sure. Mitchell Mouse. Everywhere, and I have an overwhelming urge to contribute to their collection, but I have no idea who lives there. Brothers, should I gift this house more mouse? If so, how should I do it without seeming like a little weirdo? Good Mickeys, that's from Good Mickeys Make Good Neighbors.
Now, I say this with no judgment. I don't think you can do it without seeming a little weirdo, but this person has gone full like house theme of mouse.
Yeah.
I don't think they will mind a little weird. I think this is a keep blank name of city weird kind of vibe that they're going for. So I don't think you have to worry about like, is this going to make me seem a little eccentric?
I can't think of anything more hip and counterculture than a house full of Disney merchandise. Nothing screams to me like, that's some really off-kilter shit.
Yeah, I don't understand these people that want to drape themselves in brand iconography.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know, the impulse is so strange.
I love
so
your shirt, by the way, Dustin.
Thank you. I got it at the Disney store. It's got lots of little Mickeys on it.
Yeah, I love that, man. That's great. You could do it. Oh, pretend to be just a little crow dropping off tiny presents.
Oh, fun. Yes.
Wait, do you mean secretly?
Yes.
No, I was assuming like a big crow costume.
No.
Okay, wait. Is Griffin's, Justin, in your mind, Griffin's saying dress up like a crow, and I'm saying do it in secret.
No.
Is yours
worse? No. Is, I said dress up like the crow.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay. No, that's better. Okay, right, now we're in.
Kicks ass.
I came back to bring you this Mickey telephone.
Yeah.
Guys, keep doing jokes for a second. I got to move this light. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
If you guys could do like three jokes, I should have it done by then.
Okay. Let's see. What else would the crow do? Give me some corn.
I've never seen the film.
Not a joke.
That
one wasn't a joke.
I guess that's true. I don't know if the Eric Craven, was that his name?
Here's the thing. When I see Mickey Mouse.
Couldn't be Eric Craven.
That couldn't be it, right?
That can't be it.
When I see Mickey Mouse. Googling. I get stoked. I get stoked to see Mickey Mouse. And you know why? Because I don't see him that often. And so if I see Mickey Mouse, I'm like, I'm about to have a great time. Because I don't.
Excuse me. It's Eric Draven.
Okay.
Worse.
It's a worse name.
And I know what you're thinking.
So you're saying so the crow is Eric DeRaven?
DeRaven, yes, correct.
I think that if you surround yourself with Mickey to this degree, you won't like Mickey anymore. And I don't know why I'm saying this sentence, because the person who asked this question doesn't need that information.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. This is what happens, you know, I think we've talked about it many times in this show. When you say, like, casually to your family, like, oh, yeah, I love unicorns or whatever. And then every present for the future is something. Sure. This is somebody who did that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Mickeys and said, well, I have two options. Tell my family I don't like the presents they've given me, or go full Mickey, whole hog Mickey.
Yeah.
The other way. And they just leaned way into it, baby.
I think that, okay, so relationships are, we all know they're on a spectrum, right? You have your very dear close friends, and then you have, like, people you give the dad nod to at school. It's like the very long, it's like, that's the whole spectrum.
And then haters. There's haters and beefers are, like,
yeah, there's negatives on the other side, Justin.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, there's, like, your best buddies, and then, like, in the middle is, like, dad nods, and then on the other side is haters and beefers.
Okay, well, I'm talking about friendship. No haters, no haters allowed here.
Okay.
All right?
What about beefers? Beefers?
No, not those either. I'm just talking about friends. Okay,
so Justin, sorry, not
beefers.
Beefers, like, rhymes with keefers. I have no negative feelings towards beavers whatsoever. In fact, if I saw a beaver in a beaver dam, I'd be fucking stoked.
I'd be out of my mind stoked. They're like little architects.
Are you kidding me? They're the only other... Well, I guess that's not true because you have anthills. I was going to talk about, like, building structures, but you have anthills.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that there's other animals that build structures, right? Yeah. What, like, probably monkeys. There's primates that must build structures. All right, go ahead, Justin.
What I'm saying is that you, by doing this, you are skipping...
Bird nests. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Travis.
I completely forgot about bird nests for a second. Like, what's wrong with me?
I forget about that, too, from time to time. Thank you.
They just build their own houses. Some of them hang from a tree. How do they do it? Some of them use their spit to
bees.
Build it.
Bees.
Bees. Bees, of course. A lot of other creatures. Humans aren't special. You're right, guys. Fuck us. Justin, what were you saying?
Anyway, what I was saying was you're skipping several relationship steps by giving this Mickey to this person.
Yeah.
That may be fine. They may be okay with that because it's a Mickey. That's a kind thought. You thought of me.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know each other, but let's meet. But you may end up in a situation where you're like a third of the way up the friendship spectrum, which is gifts are, with an absolute maniac. I mean, you could end up like... you are in a relationship and you're fast forwarding ahead. You haven't done any pre-pro, any recon to see.
You don't know what the vibe is. Yeah.
You don't know what the vibe is.
Yeah. You got to know what it is.
It's not. Can I say this? Considering what you've told me already, it's not what you're used to.
It's not immaculate. That's for sure.
Vibe wise. It's not an immaculate vibe. Sure, Trav. That's a great point.
Because I'll tell you what this person has. There's the one thing I know about this person, beside the fact that they like Mickey, they are into committing to things.
Oh,
they are going to jump feet first into this friendship. And if you're not prepared for that.
Maybe that's what you want. Is that the worst thing, gang?
You don't know, though, right? Mickey is a friend to all. But there's no
prereqs. But a lover to none.
But there's no prereqs on being Mickey's friend. He keeps is a very big tent.
That's true.
There could be a lot of people, different people.
I would say, Justin, a lot of people are Mickey's friend. That does not mean Mickey is their friend.
No
you know
way.
What I mean? Like. I would help.
Mickey's everybody's friend.
Do you think Mickey would help me move?
Mickey's everybody's friend.
No, Goofy.
Maybe Pete. Mortimer.
Depending on the context. If it's
that
Pete,
poor guy.
If it's Pete, like at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm pretty sure they've squished the beef at that point. They are no longer beefers.
And Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, he's
all really right.
antagonistic, but I think it's just because he pushes people away.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's afraid.
But he always gets there. He always gets where you need him to be.
Right. Like the Halloween party is a great example where he's like, no one wants to come to my Halloween party. But then they show up and he's like, cool, prove that you deserve to come into the party.
I know,
and
right?
It's like, that's weird,
that's fucked
Pete.
Up.
Pete is a very useful narrative tool for the Disney studio because in. Like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, it's like, oh gosh, Pete ate all the snacks. And in the Mickey's Christmas Carol, Pete is dragging people to hell.
Yeah.
Right? Pete can be as bad as you need him to be. Sometimes he's just like the neighbor that keeps Goofy on his toes. Right
there in the middle is toxic friend to Goofy. He's like, no, treat your son like shit, Goof.
Yeah. And then,
oh, kids, oh, piece of shit. Send him to military school or whatever.
Somewhere in there is when he decapitates Goofy at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, which is like pretty intense.
Spoilers.
I thought. Hey, can we go to the wizard? I feel like we really spiraled.
Oh, we haven't been in a bit. I love this.
Way out of control on that question. This is WikiHow. Oh, this
start is your own competing Mickey collection. Go
yes,
on, Griffin.
That's good too. This is from WikiHow Tech.
What?
This one's from WikiHow Tech.
The future's you.
The cyber is now. How to become a Facebook role player.
20 Sun and Sea. The cyber is now.
The cyber is now. Perhaps
You've seen some of your friends on Facebook talking to each other by writing stories on each other's walls while still using their own names. For example, someone might write, "I am Hannah," said Hannah. "What is your name?" she asked. And you might also notice them talking about role-playing. So what are they doing? They're role-playing, of course. Role-playing is a lot of fun in any context, and it's just as much fun on Facebook. Once you get the hang of it, role-playing on Facebook can be a very entertaining way to spend a little of your time on Facebook. Here's what to do.
Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Is that a thing people do?
Role-play on Facebook?
I've never...
Presumably.
I've never seen that before.
I see a lot of people doing fun TikToks, like pretending to be brands or pretending to be...
But I've never just like gone on my friend Bradbury's like Facebook page and posted me pretending to have a conversation with someone, I guess, in his comments. I'm so confused.
Well, I think we're probably going to find out a little bit more.
It's almost like the first thing is understand what a role player is.
I understand that. I get that.
If this weren't a thing, Travis, they wouldn't have written an article about it for WikiHow Tech. True.
Okay.
Understand what a role player is. Many people don't understand role playing at all, Travis, and just see role players as posers, which they are most certainly not. The definition of a role player, or Facebook role player in this case, is someone who assumes or acts out a particular role. God almighty.
Yeah, somebody plays a role, you say? Wait, slow down, WikiHow. Let me take notes.
Role playing involves picking a character from a TV show, movie, book, or even a celebrity lineup and acting as them. It's exactly the thing on Facebook. It's the same thing on Facebook. Just make sure to tell people you are a role player and who you are supposed to be so that everyone is clear as to what is happening. Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be so cool. If I'd put up a post that's just like, "Hey, everybody, we're doing a book signing Saturday," and then someone came into the comments and was like, "Well, I Lupin will be there. I hope there are no diamonds there for me to purloin."
That actually rules.
And then there's like an asterisk. It's like, "I am not Arsene Lupin."
Please. Don't get it twisted.
Do not be confused. I am not Master Thief, Arsene Lupin.
But when I am there, I would appreciate it if you addressed me as such. But please don't get scared or worry about your valuables, for I am not the real Lupin. I will simply be role-playing. Now, that might involve me stealing, but I will be stealing in character. I will then fence those jewels in character, and I'll spend that money on PlayStation 5 games in character.
It looks like you had a really fun time at that birthday trip. I don't understand why I wasn't invited. It's me, Master Chief. I thought we were close enough. I am not Master Chief. I'm Derek. Choose your character to roleplay. Either select someone as discussed in the previous step or make up your own character. That's even cooler.
That would be sick if you change your name in Facebook and your image to Master Chief. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you got a bunch of people who are like scrolling through looking for people to remove, as we all do on Facebook. Like, I don't remember the person. You're out. You're like, wait a minute. I'm friends with Master Chief?
Can't kick them off.
That's sick.
Oh, it's Master Chief's birthday. What do I get him? He's got everything.
It says Master Chief died.
Oh, no. Oh,
man.
Probably would have heard about that.
Master Chief is posting a lot of religious memes.
Master Chief said a lot of bogus shit in 2016. Holy shit.
These are really good chocolate chip cookies. Where'd you get this recipe? Yeah, Master Chief.
Master Chief.
More like Master Chef, am I right?
Yeah. Right.
Or this latter creation is known as an original character, or OC for short. You mix a bit of reality and fantasy together to create your own character based on the category of a TV show, movie, or book.
This is my original OC character. I'll be playing Jimna. Jimna is best friends with Ryan.
Okay.
He replaced Seth.
Yes.
And killed him. And now he's the new Seth. Well, he's Jimna's a Dracula in the OC universe.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He's good.
He wants to turn Ryan into a Dracula, but not without his permission.
Sure.
Because consent is key.
Right. I do think, though, that Jimna could have picked a better place to live than sunny Orange County.
Jimna Sparkles. Jimna Sparkles.
Fantastic.
This is a great... I've been doing this kind of the kind of OC fanfiction stuff for years. I mean, like, before anybody. I think I may be the OC OG. If I can...
Jeez, Juice.
I see.
Travis, at two, Brute. Create a new Facebook account. Instead of using your actual Facebook,
that
has to be against the TOS, right?
Everybody gets the one. You got to sign in with your college email. Yeah. Right? And then if right. your college even uses Facebook, and then you're stuck with that one forever. Right? Yeah. That's how Mark and God planned it.
Make sure if you are role-playing as a celebrity to put in your name that you are fake or put RP for role-play. Look up role-players from your favorite genre of role-play. Sure. Okay.
Okay, I'll be role-playing as Brennan Lee Mulligan, role-playing as Travis McElroy.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's good.
I'm going to see if Master Chief is on Facebook.
Man, I bet if Brennan Lee Mulligan role-played as Travis McElroy, that would be the most likable Travis McElroy there's ever been. Right? That would be the best version. I would take
notes. Oh, damn, guys. Master Chief lives in Washington, D.C., and he's we've been spelling his name.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
We've been spelling his fucking name wrong this whole time. It's C-H-E-I-F. Is Master Chief.
Oh, okay. That's why I haven't been able to find him in the Yellow Pages. And Griffin, doesn't make sense. He would have to work at the Pentagon, right? You wouldn't let Master Chief just, like, kick it at Best Buy in, like, Kansas. You'd want him close by in case...
This is interesting.
The bad people attack that I can't remember their name of.
This is interesting. Master Chief hasn't been active on Facebook for 11 years.
What's he doing?
See, I must be looking at a different Facebook, Master Chief, because the one
I don't understand. I don't even understand how that could be. How there could be more than one Master Chief.
I'm looking at the public figure who has 83,000 followers.
Oh, that's so weird, because I'm looking at one, too, and it's Master C-H-E-E-F, and it's mostly just about marijuana, if I'm being honest.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But it's pretty good, though.
A lot of Master Chiefs.
Oh, I'm looking at a different one, but it's Mustard Chief. Mostly just, but he just likes mustard. It's a lot of mustard stuff. Oh, so, it's pretty good, though. I like it.
Let's hop to
the There is a Facebook page. There is a public profile for the M808B Scorpion main battle tank. That's 253 followers.
Nice.
253 real sentient humans who are like, I gotta know what this tank is.
Want everyone at home to stop what you're doing, and like if you're on social media.
Don't, we can't, without.
Do you have, no, hear me out. Do you have less followers than a fictional video game tank? Think about it. If so, I think everyone should just delete all social media.
Right. Step five, start role playing. When role playing with somebody, make sure not to use chat speak language. What the fuck? Use good spelling and grammar so they can understand you. Make sure to notify them before you start role playing with them and send them a starter.
Hey, Doug. Tomorrow I'm going to start role-playing with you on Facebook. We're going to be doing a scene. I'll send you some sides for you to practice, some stuff to get in character. But mostly, I wanted to turn sexual real quick. Okay, Doug, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Doug,
see ya. If you're role-playing as a celebrity, let people know you aren't real. Thank you. Sometimes people think you are real or that you're posing. To make sure people know you aren't that celebrity, try putting the words fake or not real in your name. Also, add the real celebrity, then tag them in a post. For example, write a status putting at and then the person's name saying, I am a role player and blank is the real deal. And then in the image here, there's a post written that said, my sword is elvish made. Legolas is my role play.
Huh.
That's one way to do
it. Okay. Yeah, Legolas is my constant. What's interesting, I just connected earlier in this WikiHow Tech article when they said you might think role players are posers, that they mean that, like, posing as somebody, which seems to be a fundamental misunderstanding of what the slang term poser means.
Yeah, nobody,
you are 100%.
You are doing that. Nobody's going to come up to you and be like, you're not even the real Legolas. I know what Legolas is supposed to be like, and what you this is not Legolas.
I know Legolas, sir, and you, sir, are no Legolas.
No way.
No, but I am Gimli, so...
I'm the real Gimli.
The real Gimli.
That's the difference between you and me. You are Orlando Bloom? Oh, fuck.
Fuck me.
Using
Can I get a picture? No? I understand.
I get it.
Tracks.
Yeah, man.
Using symbols for actions, if you don't feel like writing paragraphs, you can just talk normally like you usually would. For example, you can use symbols like asterisk. For example, asterisk. Hugs you really tight, asterisk. That's the end of this fucking article.
What if you're role-playing as asterisk?
Yeah.
The Viking character. You know that guy?
No.
He's real popular over in Europe. He gets like a bunch of different movies.
How many followers asterisk. Does he have on Facebook, Justin?
Asterisk. There's a million movies about this guy. Are you serious?
Yeah,
he's messing
for real.
With me right now.
Yeah, no,
no, I know, I know what you're talking about. I just want to know how many Facebook followers he has.
I bet it's everyone. Everyone in France probably. Trav, if I had to guess, I think everyone in France follows asterisk. They love that guy. They love him.
Sounds like you do too. It's okay.
843,000 likes.
Oh. Okay.
If you've never watched trailers for these movies, Asterix and Obelisk, I highly recommend. They are unhinged. And not in English.
So who's everyone going to be Facebook role-playing as now this weekend?
I think I'll be Dad.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'll be our cool. Dad.
He's not very active on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll post on Justin's webpage about how I'm proud of him and stuff.
Yeah,
a little see a need, feel a need. That's what I'd say.
Wow, we could open up our own sort of dad fishing service here.
What's the most professional thing I can use as a fidget? Oh, were you done, Griff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Was that the end of the article?
Yeah,
okay, good. Yeah. What is the
That's
the
my favorite conversational technique is to interrupt someone you and finished? Then say, sorry, were you done? And
Travis is not joking.
You said that.
I know it sounded like a joke at the beginning, and then I realized it was true halfway through saying
That's fun.
Hey, apropos of nothing, what's the most professional thing I can use as a fidget spinner during a job interview?
Butterfly knife.
I have a...
Cool.
We're not going to get better than that. I'm going to finish the question.
Yeah.
I have ADHD and anxiety, so I need to be doing something with my hands to listen better, and also so I don't pick at the skin of my fingers. The interview is also on Zoom, but there may be a second interview in person. That's from Fidget Spinning for Financial Stability. I hear you.
Butterfly knife is a huge choice. I think it would only work if, like, you're being assigned to a team to hunt down some giant anaconda deep in some rainforest somewhere.
I just assumed that's what it was. Sorry. Yeah, that's on me.
Or smuggling, some sort of smuggling operation. I don't know what else.
Anything that starts with like an elite team of blank to blank. I mean, I guess though, like an elite team of IT professionals, you probably don't want to do a butterfly knife. Maybe I would still hire that. Not funny answer, but I bought this ring that has a like inset ring within it that spins.
Oh,
that
I
can like keep on the knuckle of my index finger and spin with my thumb.
Yeah.
That works pretty well.
You can also try some, by the way, unrelated, some cuticle oil you can buy that can make that a little bit easier to kick that habit.
Of the picking it? Yeah.
Cat's cradle.
Oh, okay.
Asked and answered. Cat's cradle.
Cat's cradle.
It was good enough for,
you would feel good
it was
about
good
that.
Enough for grandpa.
And whittling. Then if we're going that way, just whittle.
That's
whittle
cool.
Something a little, you know, a little lawn gnome guy for the interviewer. That's great because they're going to remember you.
Yeah.
Right?
And don't worry
about... Oh, that's great. You whip out the butterfly knife. Ooh, very intimidating. What? But then you pull out a bar of soap.
Good.
And you whittle them a little fish and you hand it to them.
Oh. Over Zoom.
Over Zoom.
I have a cousin who practices guitar chord formations on his arm. As a fidget, which is great practice, huge.
Yeah.
And also doesn't seem that, I mean, you wouldn't even know what the person is. You might not even clock it as a fidget, honestly.
That's
kind of a low-key fidget.
I think fidget all you want. And if they say anything, you respond like, it's up to you to keep my attention. I don't want to work at a place that doesn't
Let's
engage.
Switch places.
I don't want to work at a place that doesn't engage and excite me. So I'm going to be over here doing a lot of yo-yo tricks. And if you say some cool shit, then I'm going to dial in. But it's really on, the ball's in your court right now.
Hey guys, vice grips.
Ooh.
Like these?
I like
that's
that.
That's huge like 80s movie, like power executive vibes.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be intimidated if the person's fidget was just like getting huge?
Yes.
Right? Like while they're talking to you? That would be amazing.
And when they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I play a lot of trumpet.
Yeah.
I play hard and I work hard and I do them at the same time.
That's right. I'll be trumpeting here at Best Buy.
Vascularity is super important to me aesthetically. I'm like a little crab.
I'm a crab boy. Hire me.
I'm a little pinchy crab.
My little pinchy crab claws can't wait to work here at this Bed Bath & Beyond.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break. Make a little money.
Oh, you America. Have my attention.
Let's make a little money and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's go to the money zone.
Oh, okay.
It can be tough finding the perfect outfit. I agonized for hours before picking out this shirt that has Mickey Mouse popsicles on it, believe it or not. But it's tough. It's tough to find your perfect style. And maybe you need a little bit of help, and that's exactly what Stitch Fix can help you figure out. So this is a service where you're going to log on. You're going to tell them your style, your measurements, your budget, maybe some special events you have coming up, some kind of items that you're in the market for, and you're going to have a hand-picked stylist that is going to find
clothes. The stylist is going to hand-pick things. Nobody is going to go through a big room full of stylists.
With a giant hand claw machine thing. Although, no, now that we're talking about it, could they? Hi.
Interesting.
Welcome to my version of the Twilight Zone, where humans are in claw machines.
Wow, that's great,
wild,
Travis.
Dude.
And what? Who's using the claw machine? A stuffed animal.
A stuffed animal. Good stuff, dude.
It's almost as great as the over 1,000 brands and styles you know and love that are available through Stitch Fix. We've all gotten tons of our clothes from Stitch Fix. Used the service long after our one free try it out thing.
That's how they get you one taste.
That's how they get podcast hosts. But now you too can, just like a podcaster, you can get a special deal as well. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering our listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/brother.
Fit check.
I'm not wearing any socks.
I'm wearing my Bombas.
I'm wearing my Bombas too, baby.
I put my feet up here. I'm giving it away for free.
And you know what they do? They get a round of applause for being so comfortable.
Oh my God. Hey, Griffin, in the background, I can see your body revolting against that action.
That's way more flexibility than your body.
Bombas gets a big round of applause from me for having socks that are so comfortable. They got t-shirts that breathe, keep you from overheating. They got underwear made to move with you, not against you.
I am wearing the underwear.
Well, don't. That's not a fit.
You can have that for free, everyone at home.
That's not. I don't.
You
want to
see?
I don't want to talk about it with either of you. That part. But I will talk about how
you want to see how it cups my bulge.
I'm pretty tired from clapping from making them clap. As I think, yeah.
You want to see. You want to see me make them clap?
So they're great for every activity: running, golfing, yoga. I did all three of those this morning already.
Sexing.
And made with performance and comfort innovation, soft, breathable materials, and also they give back to people in need with every purchase. Because socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the number 1, 2, and 3 most requested items in homeless shelters. And for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. They are wonderful clothes. I really, all of my socks are Bombas now. All their stuff is great. So if you want to up your game comfort-wise, go to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, I hope they've got the bread bowl. Have you seen the bread bowl at this place?
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Welcome to Maximum Fun. Have you been here before?
It's her first time.
Very good. Might I recommend our special?
Oh, please.
Can I interest you in the Max Fun Drive? I'm told they're cooking up something quite extraordinary this year.
I've heard about this. With limited time thank you gifts for new and upgrading members?
That's right. We'll take it. How would you like your episodes?
Can I get them excellent with new BoCo on the side? Mm-hmm. Oh, are there live stream events?
Absolutely. You know, if you're interested in events, Meetup Day is returning.
What? Oh, you're gonna love Meetup Day. It's the best.
Okay, let me make sure I have everything. Max Fun Drive 2023 with limited time thank you gifts, live stream events, Meetup Day, excellent episodes, and of course, new bonus content.
Sounds perfect.
Great. We'll get it started and it'll be ready in 2 weeks, March 20th.
Oh, can we also get a couple of waters?
Of course.
Where am I?
On Maximum Fun.
What do you want?
A podcast miniseries about The Prisoner.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling, but okay, I'm on my own side. It's one of my favorite ever TV shows. We want a podcast on it. A Prisoner podcast.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
I'm Elliot Kalin.
Who is number one?
Jesse Thorne. But you are John Hodgman.
I am not a prisoner podcaster. I am a free man. Are you okay? Elliot, are you all right? Okay, I'll watch it.
All four episodes of The Potting You are out now.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hold on. It's awkward. There's someone at the door.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Real coin flip.
I hope it's a new person.
Surely he wouldn't do 3 weeks in a row of trial. Unless he's in, like, his... His
does Justin owe someone money, like a costume person?
No, I think he's entering his like Dylan Goes Electric phase.
Oh boy. Oh, it's a reveal.
Oh my God in heaven.
Hello? Hi, is this, are we on? Hello. Hi, hello. My name is Daniel Day-Lewis.
God damn it.
The real Daniel Day-Lewis. My team informed me that there was a Daniel Day-Lewis impersonator on last week.
Yeah.
A man pretending to be. Now, this is ironic for me, Daniel Day-Lewis, the real one.
The real deal.
I've made a life of pretending to be those I am not. But to have it turned on me? Oof.
Daniel, may I address my youngest brother for a second, just he and I?
Oh, it's your show.
You're not listening, right? Griffin,
he just pointed at the headphones he's wearing. He's so clearly listening.
I'm not used to someone else doubling down on a bit that didn't work.
That's
usually my thing, and it's making me pretty anxious.
Okay, but listen.
Is this how you usually feel when this happens when I do it?
We've known each other for such a long time, Travis. I find it helps to think of like the really good stuff Justin has done for me in my life.
Yeah.
When you think about that, it makes it a lot easier to sort of hold on tight and sort of
I'll wave him back in.
The ride for your life. Yeah.
Mamma mia, that took a long time for you to sort out.
Sorry, Daniel. Now, I noticed, Daniel, you said Mamma Mia there. Was that just a fun affectation, or is that in relation to the Mud Squad?
I couldn't help but notice you said Mamma Mia there, Daniel.
I shouldn't be. I feel so comfortable with you two. I shouldn't be revealing this, but mm-hmm. I'm one of the finalists. For the role of Mario,
who's
some sort of interactive plumber.
Yeah.
But I've been studying, I've been in Italy.
Oh, cool.
Few months.
Swimming in sewers?
Apprenticing.
So you've been out of touch as far as like the trades and information and stuff go?
I have never followed the trades. Why do you ask?
Oh, well, the interactive plumber role has been given to fellow deep dive method actor Christopher Pratt.
Oh.
You know him?
It's a him?
Mario?
Mario?
Mario.
It's a him.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a him. Sorry, I thought you were confirming Mario's him. Pronouns. Oh, yes.
It's a him.
It's a him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Christopher Pratt?
Yeah.
He's a Mario.
Ugh. He's a Mario, yeah.
Yeah. The only one, as far as I know.
So I've lost the role again.
Again?
What? Again?
Is this your second time?
Sonic?
Oh.
Yeah.
Tetris guy?
Yeah. You could have done Tetris guy, actually. I think that was your best chance.
I could have been.
Give me a Sonic. Give me a little Sonic, Daniel. Give me a little bit of Sonic, Daniel.
Oh, sure. Slide a bit more chili on that sausage.
That's not very
That's
good,
how
man.
I enjoy them.
I disagree.
I'm a bit out of practice.
Hey, Daniel, I'm sorry. Griffin doesn't have an acting degree, and I do.
That's fair.
Was amazing.
What the fuck do I know, man?
That was very Stanislavski.
That's one. Thank you, Travis. That's wonderful.
Hey, Griffin, how was that? Was that a good job buying into it, Griffin?
You were brother of the year right there. I feel bad because I gave him some real hard knocks.
Okay, great.
The sad thing is I can't even start auditioning for a new role because I'm booked out with plumbing jobs until September.
Oh.
So that is...
Hey, if it's nice work if you can get it, you know what I mean? In this economy?
Not in Italy. Oh, it's not there.
A lot of cheese there, so it's probably...
Gross.
Some hard plumbing stuff.
Is that it? Do they poop harder there, Daniel? Say it. Confirm yes or no. Travis said a thing, and now I need you to confirm it or deny it, Daniel.
Is it thicker, I guess?
Are you standing at the crossroads right now, Daniel? Looking at the two ways this bit could go.
I just wanted to come here and clear up
any
confusion. I understand the last Daniel Day-Lewis didn't even have a Daniel Day-Lewis hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And also didn't know what year Daniel Day-Lewis was born. And of course, you
which
know
which is? Certainly.
Okay, and if Daniel Day-Lewis had any kids?
Yeah. Certainly you.
He didn't even know if you were British or not, Daniel. Can you imagine?
It's funny because I suspected Justin was the last imposter that came in here playing one of his fun bits. And I was shocked that he hadn't looked up the birthday and names of the children of Daniel Day-Lewis. But of course, you would know. You would know that off the top.
This is how you know I'm the real Daniel Day-Lewis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've forgotten Daniel Day-Lewis. I know Mario's birthday.
Which is?
He was Jumpman, wasn't he?
That's not a birthday, man.
Yeah.
How did I find out about the role?
Okay.
Thank you for asking. I was living by myself in a house in West London.
Without your kids? Or was that
with
not
or
a
without
factor?
The kid or kids you have?
This is before the children, before that I may or may not have.
Yeah.
I was really in the doldrums looking for a new project. And this white package arrived, luminous, really. And it was a letter from my lawyer saying that there had been a Daniel Day-Lewis impersonator.
A week ago.
On the program. A week
ago. Yeah, last week.
Mm. So here I am to set all this right.
Mm. Okay.
So no misunderstanding. I'm the real Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
And last week, that was fake Daniel
Day-Lewis. We know, man.
I think that's clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know that I'm the real Danny Lewis.
It seems like you came a long way to be wherever you are right now to do this. And I want you to know it was totally unnecessary. We clocked that pretty quickly, actually.
What is this segment?
Oh, this is Munch Squad. It's a segment that my brother Justin created and now seems to lack faith in. And so he's...
How does he normally feel?
Well, it seems that he's creating a kind of menagerie of characters at this point.
No, not the character. I'm guessing what I'm asking about the content of the sketch.
Yeah, no, it's really kind of a highbrow Jeff Dunham situation lately.
What does he discuss normally on the segment? Because I'd love to try to participate. If I could try to try a crack at it, as Mario might say.
Fast casual food innovations, for the most part. We get a lot of work from Dunkin' Donuts.
What are you waving more? For?
I could do...
Pizza Hut, Red Robin, Fuddruckers.
Okay.
Just whoever pays Justin to do the bit, I guess.
Yeah, it's usually how we decide.
Have you seen that?
You heard about this?
Chicken into a sort of nugget.
Hi, Daniel.
Shape.
Daniel.
Have you heard?
Daniel.
I have one other. Hold on.
Yeah.
My lawyer has just, should I, Philip, is this?
Your lawyer's there with you.
My lawyer came with me. He's across the table. But he has just handed me this. I could try. Okay. Mamma Mia, Jimmy John's new Caprese Salami Pesto Sandwich, available for a limited time. Jimmy John's is giving its fans a taste of Italy without the need for a passport. For a limited time, the brand known for its freaky fast service is showing consumers that... Is this... Moz is boss with its new twist on the classic Italian.
Can I just give you a quick note, Daniel? Dan?
Mm.
You are an accomplished.
Please call me Daniel.
Daniel, you are an accomplished actor. You should have a little bit more confidence. You're really slumming it right now for being on this show in the first place. And you're approaching this press release with the sort of timidity of a very nervous child.
You're right. I've never talked about food publicly.
Right.
But let me try to, I'll try to loosen up a little bit. Thank you. A lot of people are too afraid to give me notes. So namaste to you.
Namaste back. Mm-hmm. Right back.
Jimmy.
God.
Just in time for spring, this bold new sandwich is piled high with time-honored Italian ingredients.
Louder.
Time-honored Italian ingredients like slow-roasted tomatoes, all-natural Genoa salami, basil pesto, balsamic glaze. Thank you. Olive oil, oregano, onion, mayonnaise. This seems like
it's a sloppy ass sandwich. Yeah,
it's a wet one.
There seems like a lot.
Yeah,
it's a sloppy ass sandwich. Yeah,
sandwiches are a crust of rye bread with a margarine.
That's it.
That's not a sandwich, Daniel.
And they also have award-winning fresh mozzarella on there.
What award? Hey, Daniel, what award do you think they won?
Got a Latin Grammy.
They won the Latin Grammy.
For best mozzarella.
One bite will take you away to Italy and make you
Two bites will make you grow taller.
One bite takes you away to Italy and make you say, that's amore. Now, this is a role. This is Dustin Hilinski, the director of culinary innovation at Jimmy John's.
We set out to develop a sandwich that was full of delicious Italian flavors, but we also wanted to make it unique to Jimmy John's, which starts with hand-sliced salami, because we've always hand-sliced our meats, as that makes all the difference.
Does that feel right to you? Does that feel true?
No, not at all.
I've worked there. I think what this man means, what Dustin means is a person picks up the salami with their hand, puts it onto a meat slicer, and then moves the meat on the meat slicer with their hand. But they are not. And also, let me just tell you, this might be obvious, but whether you use a machine or a knife does not make the salami taste any different whatsoever.
But it says here it makes all the difference.
It doesn't.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, this is wonderful for me because I've learned something new about this role. This man's a liar.
Yes.
I can use that.
Most of the time they are in this segment. No, there's very little truth being spoken in the Munch Squad.
And then layer the other ingredients atop our iconic.
Whoa, a little Mr. Potter baked. There, Daniel, coming in a little bit hot.
Freshly baked bread to create the most satisfying sandwich. Is it? Is it not? That's
nastier?
For you to wonder.
Nastier.
Because I am a master of lies. I and James Jack. We are two sandwiches.
Jim Jack, animal hunter.
Jim Jack is a sandwich magnate, and I am his steward, and together.
It's happening. You can't keep going. I'm just telling Travis, it's happening. This is it.
Jim Jack and I are sandwich liars.
Don't stop. Don't get scared. Jim
Jack's also a poacher, if you want to
use that. Jim Jack's a butcher. Push.
We... Hand slicing elephants makes all the difference.
It's almost there. Keep pushing.
I have been Jim Jack this whole time. Am I? Am I not?
It just showed up.
No, I'm a liar.
Daniel, it just showed up. The Motzker. You won it.
You won it.
Took you that entire time to come up with that fantastic.
I had it as soon as I asked what award it was, and I was sitting on that Motzker.
The new Caprese Salamo Pet.
Pat, back it up actually a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually too
the new
much.
New Caprese Salamo Pesto Sandwich. Salamo.
It's Salamo.
It says Salamo. Salamo to you. Thank you. That is perfect for any meal. I would quibble, but I eat rye and modern. These sandwiches can be found in person, online, or on the app through... This can't be... Freaky fast rewards. Learn more about Jimmy John's at jimmyjohns.com. Or stop by your local Jimmy
John's. Daniel, you know what a fucking extension on a fucking website address is, right?
Website.
How are you speaking? How are you talking to us right now?
With a microphone.
Oh, he's got you there, Griffin.
I don't know, man. Can I be honest?
I should go.
I'm a little, I'm honestly a little suspicious.
No, I just want to say, Mr. Day-Lewis, I totally believe you're the real Daniel Day-Lewis, and there's no reason for you to come back next week to prove it again.
I don't know, man.
What if I have a better hat?
Oh.
What if I have a more appropriate hat?
If it was a different hat, that might get me there, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Maybe if it was a different hat and then, like, a picture of you wearing that hat a different time in the past to prove that it's really you.
Yeah.
Holding up a newspaper.
Yeah, something like that. Right.
For next time, you have two kids, Daniel Day-Lewis. Just to remember for next time.
Yeah. So? Daniel and Day.
Yeah.
This has been what year was I born? This is something that I've been wondering about.
Actually, you
don't have the internet, so that's why you can't look it up.
Yeah. First of all, you actually had three kids. That was a test.
That's hoisted by my own petard.
Yeah. I'm not you should.
And also, Daniel, you should know for next time, you had your petard removed when you were 12.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We actually can't hoist you.
There was
you
a
by
basketball accident. Daniel.
Oh, and you're British because you're a knight. You're Sir Daniel.
That's unnecessary.
Your full name, for some reason, is Daniel Michael Blake Day-Lewis. Day-Lewis is hyphenated, in case you're wondering.
Kicks ass.
It's going to be hard to go back, honestly, from Mario Mario. Mario Mario, very easy to remember, because I don't know if you noticed, but it's the same first and last name.
Yeah.
But I have the real Daniel Day-Lewis, who I am, has so many names for me to remember.
Yeah.
1957, Daniel.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite as old as Clip McRoy, but I'm up there.
You're getting there.
Just
keep working at it.
I'll never catch him. I'll never catch him. He's always going to be ahead of me. This has been so fun. Can I say that? This is normally where when I'm on a show that people say, Sir Daniel, you'd be welcome back anytime. Or, yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to scope the new hat. I'm on tenterhooks.
And also, you've never won a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award, in case you're curious. You've won a lot of other stuff.
Extremely painful. I don't know why you would bring that up right now. Extremely painful.
I am going to go now.
I'm going.
Goodbye, Daniel.
I'll miss him.
I think that was just in a half.
Wow. No.
Hey, what's up?
What an honor. You guys won't believe on the way out.
Damn, dude. Your forehead is wet. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
It's so hot in here. Yeah.
Is it?
On the way out, on the way in, I met Daniel Day-Lewis again.
Yeah.
I thought I met him last week, but turns out.
Not the real deal.
Not the real Daniel.
This one was 100% authentic. That's
okay.
That's the real thing.
Let me ask you guys this. If the last Daniel Day-Lewis that was here was 75% plausible Daniel Day-Lewis.
I was so hoping.
The one that came today, who when I met him in the hallway, he seemed very legit. He looked so much
super
like
a lot guy. Like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you think? What score would you give 92, this Daniel Day-Lewis?
92%.
Really?
Yeah.
Trav,
really?
That doesn't leave us.
Because he had a beard. So
he had a beard. And he also didn't look like him. Is the
and
only
he had a slightly.
He's
sort
a,
of.
He's a very transformative. Face, but he's a very transformative actor.
He was handsomer than I'm used to seeing him.
Yeah, because I remember when I saw him in the previews for Lincoln, a movie I never saw. And I was like, that guy fucking looks like Lincoln.
You see Lincoln? It's actually kicks out.
I don't see a lot of movies. Just statistically speaking.
I think it's extremely generous to give the first Daniel Day-Lewis a 75%.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Much lower is where the place is the starting zone.
33% believable is Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'll give the first one maybe 15% just based on the strength of the hat alone.
Yeah.
Right.
This time going from a captain's hat down to a sort of flat cap, like a newsy cap, I actually think that was a step down.
Can I just say, it was more believable as Oliver Cromwell
Yes.
Than it was as Daniel. I would say 45% Cromwell.
15% Daniel.
25%.
Hey, actually, you know, it's funny. He left a hat. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask you guys. It's like, don't just fucking answer. Like, in my day to day.
How long do you want me to wait before I answer? To make it seem like I thought about it. Tell me a length of time. Tell me a length of time to look like
10 seconds of absolute silence.
Okay, and just for my edification, do you want 10 seconds of me like, like really hamming up? Like,
that would be great. That would be great.
Oh no! Hold on, let me see. Set a timer for 10 seconds.
This is great for audio.
I should mention during your silence that my wife said she liked it.
Oh,
so
can you turn profile?
Oh yeah,
the other way.
Can you describe the hat real quick, Trev, in case we're listening to the podcast?
If you've ever flown on an airplane over farmland and you see the patches of different farms side by side, that's kind of the pattern on top. It's got some different plaid things. And what we're looking at here is like kind of a newsies cap, like imagine a hat Oliver Cromwell would wear in Babe. That's what we got here.
Okay. Hey, Griffin, did you have a verdict yet?
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Griffin, hey, Justin, Griffin is wrong. I think it really works. Now, here's Justin, the thing. You can sell it, but is it the product you want to be selling?
I can't sell it. Actually, I bought it. It is thoroughly sweat stained at this point. No one would want this.
I think
after
it works.
15 seconds up here, it is already absolutely soaked.
I think it works for a dad out with his kids doing his best.
No.
Does not work if you
Justin,
ever
please,
wear that
doesn't
on stage.
Read as like, it doesn't read as like sexual being.
No,
right?
In fact, the opposite.
It
reads exactly the opposite.
I think that me and Travis will not be affected by your decision either way, and you should keep that in mind when one of us is sort of vociferously championing the wearing of the hat. Because here's the thing. If you wear the hat, it will be fun for us. Do you know what I mean?
I like it.
I've been trying to get you to be a hat guy for a while.
Who's this young sexual man?
This young sexual being in a Mickey Mouse popsicle button down.
Let's end it.
Okay, thanks for listening to our show. We hope you've enjoyed it. And I just felt like, I don't know.
Hey, we're going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival doing a live My Brother and Me show April 13th, 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale on Friday, March 10th at noon Central Time at bit.ly/McElroyTours. And speaking of live shows, we're doing our live and virtual My Brother and Me 20 Sun and Sea show next week, March 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tickets are only $10. We got Sawbones opening, so it's two shows in one. Video on demand will be available for purchase for 2 weeks after the event, so if you can't make it to the live show, don't worry. One more time, that's bit.ly/McElroyTours. And get some new merch. We got our generic podcast merch back in the store.
It's so good.
Oh, is it back?
It's back.
Oh my God,
baby.
I gotta go buy all of it.
Don't talk to me until I've had my podcast mug, 100% podcast shirt, and the podcaster frog shirt designed by Cat Turvo. 10%
of all 80 of those.
10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Equality Florida, which is dedicated to securing full equality for Florida's LGBTQ community. Go check that out, McElroyMerch.com.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Find it at the record shop down on 17th Street and Des Moines Boulevard.
No, Maine and Washington's way better, baby. Are you kidding me?
17th and Des Moines.
Okay.
Great deals on Montaigne Records there.
Bit of a pushy staff, though. Not my thing.
Mm.
That's
Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. Trav, do you have a final thought for us?
Yeah, I do, Justin. This one, this one's a real thought starter. A little quote here from Sun and Sea patron Saint Jack Johnson. Plato's cave is full of freaks.
Fuck yes.
Think about that.
It is. Yeah.
Think about that.
It's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
It's better with you. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.